as unique as your family? Find out at amfam.com/family.
Friday mornings affords us an opportunity to hang with the entertainment editor of the River City's Reader, Mike Schultz, with us live here in the studio. We've got...
The Summer Guide is out.
The Summer Guide is out, and it's huge.
Yeah.
Tell lots us of stuff going on
to do
this
here
summer.
In town.
Yeah.
Even small town stuff is...
Yeah, we try to be pretty comprehensive there. Yeah. We go all the way out to, I think, like Cedar Rapids maybe. There's some stuff from Des Moines, too, as far as like art galleries and theater happenings and stuff.
But
more than 1,400 events going
on. Grab one of
these
those.
These guides you guys have put out lately, they've always been good, but lately extra good.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's worth it, I think. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So this week we got a movie based on a video game, which is never a good thing, and we have got a movie based on a TV show, which is usually not a good thing. Let's talk, before we talked about the releases... why don't you fill us in on what you saw since last time we talked?
Yeah, well, that was a grim weekend. Yeah, it wasn't long. It was about 3 hours total, but Shrek Forever After and MacGruber, and not a laugh combined.
Right,
in the
and
two
Shrek
of them.
You didn't care for to begin with.
Well, I don't like any of them. Yeah, yeah. I think they're all just a little bit smart-alecky, a little obvious in a way that I'm not crazy about. But one was just... It's depressing. They're basically taking It's a Wonderful Life now and having the ogre play Jimmy Stewart. So here's what life is like if you never existed. And, of course, everybody's miserable and everybody's sad. And the whole thing is gray. And you got to wear the stupid 3D glasses, which makes everything grayer, which is weird.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, it's Shrek being miserable about being middle-aged and being a father and having kids and... All right, and so now we have to kind
so you
of.
You want to take your kids to a movie about how much you regret
about how
being
much you
a
don't
dad?
Want to be a father?
Wow,
it's really weird. Yeah, it's about middle aged disappointment and sadness, and it's like, well, that's
this
not
isn't
fun.
Any fun.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. All right. So yeah, that was a bummer. It's not fun at all, and the box office
being,
was pretty crummy. Jeez,
being disappointed about being middle aged. That's what we have that Zach Braff for.
I mean, we
don't need Shrek doing
Where's
that.
Where's he
routine.
Been lately? Yeah, it's time for the
it's
comeback.
Not even middle aged.
Frankly,
wait till he's middle aged.
Right?
Well, now you get something to bitch about.
Now you got
Scrubs.
Yeah, now you got something.
Now you got something to bitch about, Scrubs.
You whippersnapper.
Although your insurance goes down.
Oh, okay. Well, there had to be one perk.
God doesn't close a window without opening a door. Isn't that what Larry said the other day?
Yeah.
He's so true. From the mouth of babes.
So, Shrek bad.
Shrek
and
crummy.
MacGruber.
God, I really wanted to like that one. Yeah. I really did. I was like, okay, it's got funny people in it, but, you know. Yeah, there's nothing. It's a MacGyver spoof, which is already not the freshest source of parody by any means. And it's just aggressively unfunny.
I heard it was vulgar, too.
It's pretty vulgar. Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Not too vulgar?
No, not any worse
any
than
more than anything
you
else?
You do have to see both Will Forte and Ryan Philippe with a stalk of celery up their ass. Mm-hmm. So that's a little bit much. But
wow.
Yeah. But it's just colossally unfunny. And Kristen Wiig shows up and you just cry because they're not letting her do anything amusing. Yeah, it's terrible.
Okay, but having said that.
Yes, okay.
Those two probably were a lot better than the other one.
I'm not sure.
No?
To be honest.
Shorter.
Sex in the City 2 is too garish and ridiculous to be boring. So, I mean, you kind of stare at this thing going... What on God's green earth is going on in this movie? It's terrible. It's terrible, but it's fascinating terrible. It's like, wow, first of all, the outfits. Mm-hmm. Does anyone really think those dresses are cool? Do women think that those dresses are like stylish and looking good?
Yeah,
they look like clown outfits.
They must, though.
They
that's
must.
What they like to watch is putting on different clothes.
The people in the theater, were they enjoying it?
Every once in a while, but nothing like the first one. The first one kind of had people, when I saw it, had people shrieking and applauding and having a blast. And this one, everyone just kind of sat there reasonably content, I guess, the female audience, I could tell.
In this movie, now married to Big, Carrie, played by Sarah Jessica Parker.
Hello.
Faces temptation when she's unexpectedly runs into Aiden while on vacation with the girls in Abu Dhabi?
Yeah.
That's where you go on vacation.
It's the new tourist trap.
Yeah.
It's the new Middle East.
Sure it is.
Right?
Yeah. Give you a clip of...
For those of you that didn't care for Baghdad...
Sex in the
Try this out for size.
Sex in the City 2.
Oh, that's a whole lot of health. How many are you working there?
44. I'm on the one-a-day Fruity Pebbles plant. Women our age shouldn't joke about vitamins.
Women who are not our age shouldn't say women our age.
Yeah. Well, one day, very soon, you will thank me. I am leading the way through the menopause maze. With my vitamins, my melatonin sleep patches, my bioidentical estrogen cream, progesterone cream, a touch of testosterone.
She's the hormone whisperer. Ugh.
Yeah, yeah, that's all you need. There you go. It's that for 2.5 hours. Ugh. Plus, you get them all constantly bitching about how much money they have and how much they and how happy their husbands are and their beautiful children, and oh, it's just so much to take, and how do women who don't have paid help do it? And it's like, woo, you just want to punch them, every single one of them.
Ugh.
Wow, it hurt. Yeah, it was a painful experience.
So then the only movie left that you haven't seen that's opening today is The Prince of Persia.
Are you caught up then? Is that just
You know, I didn't see that Queen Latifah romantic comedy. I thought I could skip that pretty easily.
Nobody else did either.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
The Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time. Now, this is based on a video game.
Huzzah.
Which, again, I know we've done this bit in the past, but how many good video game movies have there been? Any of the Resident Evils you want to put in there?
I don't hate the Resident Evils.
See, but
I didn't hate Doom either.
Good.
I thought that was okay.
But,
as far as good movies?
Good movies.
I can't think of any offhand.
Not Super Mario Brothers with Mr. Dennis Hopper?
No, not so much. No, that one kind of hurt. What else is there? They come out every week, but that's the thing. Is Street Fighter?
I've seen of this. It's Jake
Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, Gyllenhaal is in it. He just keeps making these goofy faces.
He looks kind of ridiculous with the muscles now, don't you think? I mean, his torso and his head don't really match
anymore.
And
he keeps making these goofy, like he might be handicapped somehow. It's like because I think they're trying to make some of this humorous.
I think.
And he's got this goofy look on his face.
But he does look kind of silly.
Jake Gyllenhaal
he
stars gas. As the rogue prince who's possibly retarded, Dastan, in an epic fantasy adventure based on the popular video game series. Here's a clip. Prince of Persia and the Sands of Time.
I promised my brother I'd kill you if he couldn't help you.
Well, the solution would be to kiss me. And then kill me. But I have a better solution. I kill you! And your problems are solved!
Sounds like Stewie Griffin had turning the tables on someone.
That I'd watch.
That was Jake Gyllenhaal sounding like Stewie Griffin. You're right. That's exactly
the
voice.
Was that Jake Gyllenhaal?
That's him.
Really?
That's the voice he does the whole movie.
The woman?
Really?
No, the guy.
The other guy?
I promised my brother.
Yeah, but she's like,
come on,
I'd kill you.
I'd kill you if he couldn't help you.
Here we go.
Okay. Didn't know that.
She was the one who kind of pulled the Stewie Griffin.
I'd kill you.
Yeah, I'd kill you.
The solution would be to kiss me and then kill me. But I have a better solution. I kill you!
It's really sad. And a tiny bit funny.
Well, I don't know what to tell you here, Mike.
I don't know either. Isn't this supposed to be the fun season at the movies?
Anything
I don't know.
On the horizon?
I don't know. Even the Toy Story 3 preview is not filling me with a lot of hope. Have you seen that?
You know, I'm glad you said that, because I love Toy Story 1 and Toy Story 2, and this, it's like, oh, wait till it comes out on DVD, I guess.
Yeah, it looks a little bit like a second sequel, for sure. I'm kind of excited about Inception, I guess, that Christopher Nolan movie that's coming out this summer that looks a little bit trippy.
Right, where it's like Leonardo DiCaprio breaks into your dreams and steals secrets or something.
Yeah, I guess that's a good nutshell version of it. Yeah. Well, that's kind of interesting.
Splice is the next big movie.
What is that?
Splice is Adrian Brody and Sarah Pauly. What's her name?
Yeah,
from,
Sarah Pauly.
Sweet Hair After.
Mm-hmm.
They make a mutant baby who kills people.
Sure,
and then also
Stewie Griffin.
Also, Killers opens next week. Ashton Kutcher and Katherine Heigl.
Oh yeah, that one looks kind of unbearable. Yeah.
Here we go.
Thank you, Stewie.
Yeah, I like looking at her, but I don't think I need that.
Yeah.
She looks good in it, but
I'll just watch Knocked Up for the 12th time.
Yeah,
there you go.
Just go with that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's rough. It's hard to be me
these
days.
That's the thing. And I don't know if I'm getting older or the movies are getting worse or it's both of those things. But like when we went to see Iron Man 2 and there were a bunch of trailers. And the whole time it's like, I wouldn't give any of these films 2 minutes of my time.
You wouldn't walk downstairs to see it.
I wouldn't. No, exactly. I wouldn't see any of these movies if I was in them.
Yeah, it's bad. Maybe it's us. Maybe I don't know.
No, they're bad.
These are just all bad movies.
Weird. Good.
Right?
Okay.
All right, Mike. Well, we'll read your reviews at rcreader.com as always.
Indeed.
Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, pleasure. Memorial Day.
Yeah, to you as well.
It's Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.9.